93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. He didn't take back his claims of election fraud, but President Trump condemns the violence at the Capitol Wednesday and admits he'll be out of office soon.
He promised an orderly transfer of power with this message to his supporters.
I know you are disappointed, but I also want you to know that our incredible journey is only just beginning.
His message came as more administration officials announced their departures. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos citing the riots as the reason.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, a new milestone for coronavirus deaths.
The U.S. added 4,000 COVID deaths yesterday, the first time we've seen that many in one day, with hospitalizations remaining above 132,000.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, a seven-month streak of job growth is over, with the economy losing 140,000 jobs. The unemployment rate is still 6.7%. America's listening to Fox News.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a murder that happened in October of last year. Authorities have charged 24-year-old Gregory Williams with murder and the shooting death of 49-year-old Marlon Roberts. The shooting happened in the 4700 block of Parktown Way on October 14th. One of the four people who died during the siege on the U.S. Capitol Wednesday was a 55-year-old man from Alabama. D.C. police say Kevin Greason of Athens died of a medical emergency during the chaos. Officials did not release additional details about the death. And the Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 4,400 people have now died from COVID-19 in Alabama. Statewide hospitalizations remain over 3,000. State health officials say recovery numbers have now passed 211,000. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Well, thank you, Jay. Our temperature has been going backwards since... Get the liver words out of you. You got liver words out of your face, sir. Watch that. Our temperature's been going backwards since 6 a.m., a degree an hour. So right now, we're at 44, but the winds are west at 17. You want to guess the wind chill factor, Eddie? If it's 44 degrees with a west wind at 17, the wind chill factor would be what?
36.
Wow, you're amazing! But you're also a loser. 35.
I forgot to carry the one. My bad.
Cloudy, windy, and cold today. Temperatures will stay in the 40s. In fact, we are slipping backwards. The winds will make it seem colder. Tonight's low 32, kind of windy tonight. Wind chill factor in the low to mid 20s by morning. Tomorrow, the sun is back out, but temperatures only in the upper 40s for a high temperature, even with the sun. Oof. Yeah, it's way below normal. Not as windy tomorrow, but boy, too much breeze for my money. And then slightly better Sunday with a high around 51. Still dry. Looks like a cold, miserable rain Monday. Boy, that makes you want to jump out of bed on a Monday morning. Right now, this morning, I mentioned, again, 44 degrees, wind chill factor 35 at 9:04. What a wonderful new bit of news that is.
Can I ask you a question,
Bundle
Rich?
Up.
Yes, sir.
There's rumors out there, again, about seeing some snow.
No, so, you know, we've been talking about that Monday storm system for several days now, and at one point early in the week, one of the models was advertising snow here, but things have changed, and we think it's just going to be a cold rain, maybe a little bit of snow on the back end of it on Tuesday morning up in northwest Alabama, maybe a half inch, maybe a little bit more, but no snow for us. However, snow lovers, and I'm not one of you, I'm not with
either.
You.
Me either.
However, snow lovers, in the next few weeks, several shots of cold air are coming into Alabama. And all it's going to take is one little low-pressure area in the right spot in the Gulf of Mexico, and that would happen.
I'm going to start waxing my skis.
So
I'm ready.
Did you ever have a flexible flyer as a kid, either one of you?
No, I don't believe so. No, but I did have the disc.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The kamikaze disc that you start straight and then you end up going backwards. And
I only remember one big snow. It was the 93.
The storm of the century.
And all my uncles came over, built snowmen, snowball fights. It was a great.
Have you ever seen a flexible flyer in person?
No, I don't know if I have.
No. You know, they used to sell them at every store where I
grew up. Sears and everybody.
Yeah, everybody. Even like hardware stores would have flexible flyers.
Well, a lot of people, we call them Yankees, but they drive south until they no longer see snow shovels for sale.
Yeah, right.
And they say, okay, this is where I want to live right here.
Now, I'm with you, though, on not liking the snow, because I've only experienced it really here, and it's always just wet and not. I feel really yucky after playing it around here.
When I was a teenager and came down to southern Mississippi to go to school at University of Southern Mississippi, I had a certain tire on my car.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
And they said, "Is it looks like mud flat, mud tires." No. Those are snow tires. You used to have to change your tires twice a year.
That's right.
From regular tires to snow tires.
Yeah. Well, we lived in Alaska. We had the studded tires. And certain times of the year, in the summertime, you could not have those on your car. If you got pulled over and they were still on your car, they gave you a ticket because they did something to the road.
Right. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, it's weird. Things like that, changing tires.
Now tires are universal.
That's right. I like it a lot better.
I like that a whole lot.
I like the snow being a feature that goes away in a day or so.
This tire report on News and Views has been brought to you by... No, I'm sorry.
You got any plans this weekend? Just laying low?
Let me think. Oh, Seth Spotlow's going to get on my roof tomorrow.
Are you going to video that? You know, there's money that could be made if it goes right
I'm
or
just
wrong,
worried about the liability on that.
Well, in that case, you lose the video, but...
He's replacing a battery in my weather station, and I have a height problem, and I have a steep roof. So that's my weekend. Seth Spotlow on my roof.
He's a good guy. He's a trustworthy guy. He really is. But just the look of him, that cut of his jib, those Simpson tattoos, don't let him near the jewelry inside.
Yeah.
All right?
Don't let him go unsupervised.
Right. He is trustworthy, but just don't press your
Otherwise, mouth. I'm going to burn a lot of firewood starting in just a little while.
You bet. So.
Have a good weekend.
Jobs report was not good.
Hey, did you ever get you one of those KFC logs? I see them back for sale again.
No, would that smell like chicken?
They smell like chicken.
No, that's okay.
Right. They crackle, too.
No, I love the crackle ones, but I don't want to smell and then go out and be tempted to buy KFC.
But they sell out, and they sell for like $20 a piece, and they sell out as quick as they can put them out there.
I mean, you can buy a whole box of Duralogs for $20.
Right. The KFC logs.
Gotta have it.
I'm thinking, who's buying them?
No, that's not me, guys.
Me neither.
So stay warm.
We'll try.
Have a good day.
Have a good weekend.
Later, buddy.
Bye, Chase.
Chase is right here.
Oh, tell your dad to buy a KFC log.
He needs his jacket on, Rich.
Yeah, he does.
News and Views from 9 till noon begins officially here in mere moments.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
You're out to dinner, in a meeting, or with friends, and you feel it. Gas, bloating, or abdominal discomfort. Did you know that these could be caused by imbalance of bacteria in your gut? No matter what happens, you need the pro. That's where Align Probiotics come in. Developed by gastroenterologists and backed by over 20 years of research, Align probiotics contain a strain of live good bacteria that helps soothe your occasional digestive upsets with continued daily usage. Align puts the pro in probiotics. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Our biggest storage event just got stronger. The Store More, Save More event going on now at the Home Depot. Get the exclusive 77-inch Husky welded I-beam steel shelving for just $179. It now holds up to 10,000 pounds. Plus, it's the only steel shelving with a full lifetime warranty. Find more Husky steel shelving online at HomeDepot.com. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Limited time only. Event and dates vary by store. Claim based on 2,500 pounds per shelf when evenly distributed. See store for details.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Banner in the house.
In the house.
He'll be manning the phones. You manhandle those phones, good sir.
I do. That's why I screw up so much. Yeah. I got the fat finger syndrome. So if you call in and I put you on hold and 5 minutes
later. You're still learning. I've been a call screener for a while.
It's not as easy as you think.
Oh, no. Especially when we have a busy day.
Yes.
And we might have another one ahead of us today as people are still trying to make sense of
everything going
on.
Are you
going to
get people going again, Joey?
Oh, I'm the one who did that?
Yes, it's you.
It is me. Fine, I take the blame. You know, all my favorite people are narcissists, but that's a whole other story. 272-9228, 272-9228. Well, last night, the president's Twitter was unlocked after about 12 hours of suspension, and he immediately put out a message of reconciliation. Time to heal. I mean, we might as well begin the show with the message from the president. This was last night, then we'll get into it.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. I immediately deployed the National Guard and federal law enforcement to secure the building and expel the intruders. America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engage in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay. We have just been through an intense election and emotions are high, but now tempers must be cooled and calm restored. We must get on with the business of America. My campaign vigorously pursued every legal avenue to contest the election results. My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote. In so doing, I was fighting to defend American democracy. I continue to strongly believe that we must reform our election laws to verify the identity and eligibility of all voters, and to ensure faith and confidence in all future elections. Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power. This moment calls for healing and reconciliation. 2020 has been a challenging time for our people. A menacing pandemic has upended the lives of our citizens, isolated millions in their homes, damaged our economy, and claimed countless lives. defeating this pandemic and rebuilding the greatest economy on earth will require all of us working together. It will require a renewed emphasis on the civic values of patriotism, faith, charity, community, and family. We must revitalize the sacred bonds of love and loyalty that bind us together as one national family. To the citizens of our country, serving as your president has been the honor of my lifetime. And to all of my wonderful supporters, I know you are disappointed, but I also want you to know that our incredible journey is only just beginning. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Again, that was the President of the United States last night. As soon as Twitter unsuspended, unlocked his account, he put out that video message about 2 minutes and 40 seconds worth. Direct statement from the President. So 272-9228, and I'm sitting here wondering, will these calls for reconciliation, healing, unity, coming together to rebuild the economy, to survive the last days, months of the pandemic, will those words be heeded? Well, if you check the Twitter comments underneath, doubtful. But it's interesting. At one breath, you had Biden calling for unity. You now have the president calling for unity and reconciliation. But I have a feeling, for instance, do you know that when was the best ratings day for CNN?
In the past year?
Yeah.
Yes, 2 days ago.
Yes. I have a worry, too, because I just saw a headline, Biden sows division with conversation on riots. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think unity is really in the cards. Even if the politicians meant what they said, there are other people in charge of the conversation. We know them well. Some call them the mainstream media. Some call them the corporate press. You know.
Well, being that
it's unfortunate.
Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler was punched in the face last night, I think we all are coming together.
Yeah,
I think we all are coming together.
I think
together.
We can all agree. Whether you're Antifa or Proud Boys, mainstream liberal or conservative, a Trumpster or a birdie bro, Ted Wheeler was punched in the face. Maybe he's our common scapegoat. Good God. 272-9228. And I also have a sense that the people are, many people on both sides, you know, fine people on both sides of the aisle, are not in any mood. In fact, they're in a rude mood for fighting. So we shall see.
Okay, hold on just a minute for me.
272-9228, 272-9228. Let's go to Red Top.
Good Friday, gentlemen.
Good Friday. Damn,
it's about time it's Friday, isn't it?
Yes.
Like this week has been 3 weeks long. Can we, first of all, I thought that was an excellent speech by Donald Trump. And I think he hit a lot of good points. And you know, I can understand where he's coming from and the people up there. What's interesting about this crowd is up to now, all the demonstrations and riots and destruction has been in the street on general American population, properties, and assets.
Right.
This time, these buddies went for the meat. They went straight to the U.S. Capitol. And very interesting. They were, it's very obvious, these people were after the government, not just white people in general, as the Black Lives Matter was. So they let, one point I'd like to make is the governments of all these places let these Black Lives Matter literally tear these cities, probably doing more than $1 billion of dollars worth of damage all over the place, and got away with it. And these guys that hit the U.S. United States Capitol were small in comparison. And I guess you saw how so many of the Capitol Police have been fired.
Oh, yeah, including the chief of the Capitol Police. You know, they have, I think, a bigger police budget than Atlanta. Like, I mean, it is massive. And really, here's a trend that's going on, Red Top. There are a lot of videos that, you know, are 10 seconds up to 2 minutes, all sorts of videos from all sorts of angles at different points in what happened a couple days ago. And folks are trying to make sense of it, heads or tails of it. I would caution against that. I mean, it's your right to do it. You can do what you want. I'm not going to shame you for it. But when you look at these videos, there are some bizarre things going on. Like, did you see the one of an officer, like, waving people forward? And people on the right and the left are sharing that one, going, what in the world is this? There's a lot of bizarre activity that doesn't fit neatly into these boxes of Antifa or Proud Boys or Boogaloo Boys or BLM, whatever. You know, I'm willing to say that there are some individuals out there who might have a label, but they don't really believe in much of anything.
Well, I think a lot of people, and probably police and all that stuff, thought Donald Trump was a very good president and did a lot of fair and good things. And so in law enforcement, they're probably not looking forward to the Democrats coming in. So I wouldn't be for the folks coming in after Donald Trump has been such a good supporter of the police. And I'm not wild about the violent things that go on, but that's such a small percentage of everything. Real quick, I know other people want to talk, but I'm about to be out to Pike Road, won't be able to call in. And SpaceX again last night launched the new Falcon 9.
Yeah, I watched some of that live.
Yes. And what's so interesting, I had to go on and study the robot recovery ships. And they are magnificent. You know, about as big as a football field. And you know what this second one is named, don't you, Joey?
No.
The first one was named Please Follow Instructions. And it's printed on the landing pad.
That's a good name for a robot.
And the second one is named Yes, I Still Love You. This apparently is a quote from a movie. And you zoom in on it, it's printed on this giant landing pad. Also, they have the Octograb, the robot that comes out on the landing pad, grabs the first stage rocket with robotic fire department on board.
Oh, wow.
Four thruster stabilizer engines that will keep it level even in heavy seas. Genius ain't the word for this stuff, guys.
No.
So, and I feel all the planetary alignments, this is the second one in 30 days, has made everybody crazy as hell. Roll Tide, go Trump. Y'all have a great week.
Have a good one, Red Top.
272-9228. And if somebody's got to be the richest man in the world, or woman,
Whoa, man.
Go watch that movie. One of Mike Myers' earlier ones before the Austin Powers craze, So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Really good movie.
So good. But, it's just, whoa. 272-9228.
At least he's not an evil genius. I mean, he's a genius, but I don't see him to be evil.
Well, and if you're going to have the richest person, I think Elon's the right one.
Yeah.
Because I seriously don't think he's just doing it for the money. Money is a vehicle to do great things. Money's a vehicle to accomplish certain things.
Let me ask you, if you had Elon Musk money, not his drive or anything, just his money, would you think that'd be you? You could do the Elon Musk kind of thing?
To be completely honest, probably not. I don't think I have built up the virtue in my life.
Discipline.
To accomplish certain things. I would hope that's what I would do.
I
really do believe in this idea of you have fudge you money. That you do great things with it. You don't just waste it.
I agree with that.
You have a little fun, but you do great things with it. Interesting things with it. Innovative things.
I believe helping others with it, but...
Actually, Elon put out a tweet yesterday saying, hey, any advice on how to donate money is more than welcome. And he said it's harder to find good places than you realize. I think he has a point.
I know he has a point.
And it's a good thing to understand, folks. Just giving the lack of money is not why we have poverty. Sorry. And here's an example. Would you give money to a just unabashed drug addict? Do you think that would make them... wealthy, so to speak? Yeah, maybe technically with their bank account, but it could also ruin a person.
Right.
And you've heard about the curse of the lottery.
That's right.
Right.
I'm longing for that
so
curse.
So as somebody as capable and innovative as Elon Musk, I've been watching a lot of interviews about and with the guy lately. If we're going to have a wealthiest man, minus B.
I'd rather be him.
Whoa, man. JD, how are you?
Hey. I'll tell you what, to answer your question... about peace and unity. Yeah. Biden was calling for peace and unity And then when he saw what was a 64th of a fraction of what happened at any one city over this whole summer, and they were mostly peaceful, let's not forget that narrative, that in a 90-minute period where it was nowhere near that bad, and he's calling all these people, everybody that supports Trump, insurrectionists and domestic terrorists, and then you have ABC News anchor, whoever it was, that got on there and said that all Trump supporters need to be cleansed. Yeah. I don't think you're going to find much peace in that.
Not really.
Yeah, not at all. And this is what I'm hinting at is, imagine, and I don't think this will happen because I think Biden is playing this game of, we need unity, you bastards. We need unity, you damn dirty insurrectionist racist. Aren't you ashamed of what you did? We need unity. It's like, hey, dude, come on. But even if Biden was completely on the up and up and was generally calling for healing and unity, I don't think he's actually the one in charge. And I'm not talking about like puppet masters behind the scenes. I mean that the people driving the narrative are the corporate press and their fake division, their stoking of people to fight over identity and all sorts of other things, pays the bills. It pays the bills mightily. They had their biggest ratings day when Trumpers stormed the Capitol. Though, I mean, Trumpers, or like I said yesterday, when Trump sends his QAnon supporters, he's not sending his best. You know, it could just have been they sent John. Wait, John, is that you? Bill? Bill, is that you storming? Randall, is that you in the cap? Are you wearing that Viking hat?
Well, have you seen a few firings?
The Simpsons.
Yeah, can you? Yeah, well, can you imagine too? Because people are like, is it BLM? Is it Antifa? Is it just regular Trumpers? Is it the Proud Boys? Who is it? Who was in there? Can you imagine sitting at home watching this on, say, cable news or Twitter, and you're like, is that my husband Steve?
Yeah. Or you're going, hey,
well, not he's only that, so but far my gone. My big question is, while they're talking so bad about all these people, they should not be in the Capitol. That's sacred, but they're reporting from inside the Capitol.
Yeah.
You're in there with them and talking bad about them because they're doing the same thing you're doing. But now I'm going to tell you a quick, fun story about how not to get shot.
Oh, okay.
So last night, I was asleep. My wife was asleep. My daughter was asleep. My daughter is 4 years old, turned 4 November 30th. She obviously does not have a boyfriend beating on the window.
Sure.
So my dog, he weighs in at about 120, 125. He's not a small... He thinks he's a lap dog, but he's not.
Mm-hmm.
He starts raising Cain. And in the midst of him raising Cain, my wife gets up to go check on it. I was going to get up really early for work this morning. I planned on leaving the house about 4:35 o'clock. But, of course, that got delayed through the events of last night. But somebody is beating on my door at 12:15. I do not live in a neighborhood.
Well, that's like the worst feeling ever, too. It's like, what do I do?
Well, and here's the better part. There's not a car in my driveway.
Oh,
you didn't have to park on the street and just happen to walk up to my house. Matter of fact, I mean, who is beating on my door? And the fact that my dog is barking and they kept beating. So I grab my pistol. My wife is looking out the window. She said, there's no car in the driveway. So I go out the back door. I'm not opening the front door. I'm not stupid. I've been... You know, I've got licenses for carrying, and I've been properly trained.
Yeah.
I go out the back door. I come around the side of the house. There's nobody there. By that time, they're gone. And it only took me, I just put on my shoes and a jacket to go outside. And I have a old beat-up hoodie that zips up. Well, I tell my wife, I said, baby, I'm going to go ahead and call the police and tell them it's a non-emergency, but tell them what happened, because if it happens again and there's an altercation, they'll say, why didn't you call us the first time?
Sure.
So I'm standing out in my driveway waiting on the police. I see them get three houses down. They stop. They're checking the mailboxes. I wave my hands up in the air. I have my pistol in the holster in my front jacket pocket.
Hmm.
Officer pulls up. I know him. He knows me, but he doesn't recognize me. It's middle of the night. He didn't know that's where I live. So he pulls up, and I said, hey, I'm the one that called. And, you know, as I'm waving my arms, he pulls in the driveway. I put my hands on my head. I keep my hands on my head, and I say, officer, I'm the one that called. I have a pistol in the front right pocket. He said, okay, I'm just going to grab it and set it here in the front seat. That's how you don't get shot.
Well, yeah.
Because this man's looking at somebody beating on somebody's doors, and he's
you're the one sitting out there waving. Yeah. Not communication. Open lines of communication. And if something bad happens then, you can take it up in court if you're not. Well, there are some tragedies.
Well, and the thing is, you know, when you're up and honest with it, they're like, hey, thank you for being honest, and thank you for respecting me being worried about my life as well for the line of work that I do, coming up to your house at 12:20 in the morning. It was probably, about 12:25. They was there within about 5 minutes.
Cool.
And he was saying, you know, because I'm looking for an intruder running around yards. He said, well, hey,
JD,
here's your pistol back. Go inside, and I'm going to search for him.
I appreciate the call, man, but I got to run. Good story. Thank you.
Bye, buddy.
Take care, JD.
Yeah, I've been held at gunpoint twice in my life, both times by the police. And, I can't understand the idea of, oh, I'm going to fight this person with a rifle or a pistol trained in me.
Don't bring a fist to a gunfight.
Good God. 272-9228. Charles Hollis is in a hurry, so let's go right to him. Hey, Charles.
Look here.
Yes, sir.
That fella that was elected senator over in Georgia, that black fella.
Yes, sir.
Warnock.
He got arrested up there. What are you doing at a Trump rally? Outside, agitator. I got a lot of things I want to say, and I have a little time.
Go for it.
But LeBron James was talking this and talking that. He don't say nothing about Shaquille O'Neal having two different families. He ain't said nothing about that. He ain't saying nothing about Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal responded with LeBron James. Charles Barkley from Alabama, Leeds, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
He don't live no Negro family life. He was married. He's divorced. What? He doesn't represent the Negro male. He represents a Negro male who has failed. That's what he does. See, and they need to be banned from public television. All these Negro athletes who don't live with the one they got a child with, effective immediately. Because they provide what? Injustice to their family. Anyway, from the heart of Dixie people, Trump on.
Love you, Charles.
There's a theme to Mr. Hollis's calls. Here, we got to hit a break. 272-9228, 272-9228. This part of News and Views brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Call up Troop Booth today. If you're looking to sell some antique jewelry, you can buy from him, but he's looking to buy from you. So if you have any old antique jewelry pieces, whether they're in a great high-quality condition, finished pieces, you can get top dollar for those, of course, gold and silver especially, and diamonds, always. But even if it's so-called scrap jewelry pieces, junk jewelry, if it's the right stuff, you can still get a pretty penny for it. So call up Troop Booth today at Heirloom Jewelers, 260-0066. Make an appointment. Describe to him what you have. And you bring in those items. He'll look them over, give you an appraisal. And if you agree to that value then and there, you also get paid. Cold, hard cash right then and there. Baby. You can also make an appointment online at heirloomjewelers.com. And, of course, you can check out what they have in stock there at heirloomjewelers.com. And when you're buying, whether you're buying online or in person, use the promo code Joey.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y. Is there an echo in here? J-O-E-Y. Get 10% off with that promo code Joey. Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth, fantastic sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the conversation.
Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Earnest Financial LLC presents
Did You Know?
Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement, the money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke, but unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Ernest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/private. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/private. That's forhims.com/private for your free online visit. forhims.com/private.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to the phones immediately. Talk to Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, bud?
Sorry.
Yeah?
I don't know if it's my phone or if there's something going on with y'all's board, but in those commercials, there was a lot of noise and back information.
And it wasn't like you've been on hold before, obviously. It was worse than it's ever been or something?
Hey, Bill?
Yes.
Could you hear me there? It's worse than
no,
it's
I
ever,
didn't.
Yeah, it may be your
cut
phone.
Cut out a little bit.
Might be your phone. But, okay, we'll look into it. But what's on your mind today?
Well, I was kind of hoping Jack had recommended that today people call in and say if they thought Trump was still a viable candidate
for
the 2024.
Jack's going to join us at 10,
but go ahead. And talking about some of the riot stuff.
Yeah, go for it.
If we're going to hold what happened this week in Washington against Trump, then shouldn't we start eliminating all the other public officials that were involved in all these riots that went on all summer. I mean, why would we hold him responsible for what's happened the last few days? How many buildings were burned this week in Washington, D.C.? Any?
Right.
There were a couple of deaths. My understanding is there were three or four medical deaths. There was a black police officer that was Capitol Police that shot a white woman in the neck for walking through a broken window. Are we going to march in the streets over that? Is that a racial issue there?
No.
Or is that a case of where somebody was at the wrong place at the wrong time and somebody used very poor judgment?
Very poor judgment. And have you seen the video of it?
I have.
Yeah, and you see how shocked everybody is.
It's, right.
Well, and a lot of this, especially if you watch these videos, it's half the time the people are like, I can't believe I'm in here. I can't believe I'm in
right.
here.
Yeah.
It's like, does this video game level end? And then when it got very real there, it's like, oh, no, our LARPing, our live-action role-playing, all of a sudden got way too real. And it was way too real as soon as they broke through the threshold. But,
I told you a couple of weeks ago that my crystal ball has been pretty good here lately. And I'm going to stick by what I said. I think Trump will be a viable candidate. I think once he steps back, I think he's going to give the media and the Republican Party the middle finger and will never run again.
Okay.
But I do think that what I would like for him to do is to step back and start fostering and helping some other people understand how government works. Because it's pretty plain that most of the people that are in office, they're not in office for the general person that's out here working every day. They're in it for them. And there lies the problem. They aren't trying to govern the people. They're trying to pave the road to their bank, to their pockets. And they're utilizing all the means at their disposal to better themselves rather than better their constituents.
Well, and there are many people that have gone up to Congress with the best of intentions, good people, and end up being corrupted, either because they have that in them or the system makes them do things they'd never thought they would do. You know, power corrupts, but it also attracts the already corrupted. So it's a mix of both, and we'll see, Bill. And that's interesting. You don't think Trump will run again. He'll kind of stick it to him, but we'll see. I got to run. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Y'all have a good day.
You too, man.
272-9228. Got to hit another break here.
You and your breaks, Joey.
Yeah, I know. Randall, Jim, hold your positions. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Not a Chamber of Commerce day, just a dreary winter's day. Cloudy, windy, cold today. A little bit of patchy drizzle, especially early on. Temperatures in the 40s, but it'll seem a lot colder with the wind. Tonight, still cloudy, kind of windy. Overnight low temperature 32. Wind chill factor easily in the mid-20s by morning. Tomorrow, sunshine will return, but high temperatures still only in the upper 40s. A little bit better on Sunday. With a high temperature up to about 51, we're dry, but it looks like a cold rain returns with that next storm system on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. You know, and I like pop music, but I very rarely listen, if ever, to Madonna. But we're sitting here during this break, and I'm reading, you know, what's breaking news, what's coming out, and Eddie's looking at his phone. Eddie Bader here in studio. Jack Campbell will be joining us here after 10 a.m. And all of a sudden, out of Eddie's mouth, pushing me over the borderline.
You don't ever just break in a song, Joey?
No, not Madonna songs.
I'm sorry to hear
this
that, Joey.
This is why I love you, bro. 272-9228. Jim, welcome.
Good morning.
Morning, Jim. Morning.
Lovely out here today.
It is.
Yeah, I think Rich kind of missed his forecast. Anyways,
yeah.
Only God can predict the weather.
Indeed.
I've been kind of laying off the media lately. I've just burned out. I look at Newsmax every now and then, but I'm fed up with the rest of them. But last night it did happen to flip on to Tucker there right at the beginning. And even he is kind of, I've just kind of written him off now. He opened up, and I'm kind of paraphrasing it, talking about the protesters and the rally in Washington, D.C., and that Donald Trump t- told them they need to go to the Capitol, you know, in protest. And he said when they did that, then some of the Trump supporters broke into the, you know, and started doing all this stuff. Now, why would he say that? He doesn't know those were Trump supporters. I was surprised that he would say that and not bring up the fact that it was probably they were infiltrated by some Antifa and other people. I was just kind of surprised that he would make a statement like that. But I guess they're making him kind of toe the company line now, so I'm just, anybody with any common sense knows what happened. They know what happened on the 6th. That thing was infiltrated, and most of the people that were causing the problems were not Trump supporters. They were just some wackos, and they all got painted with a broad brush there. They're all for Donald Trump. And I just kind of burned out on this thing.
Well, I can understand being burned out on it for sure, but we'll have some new energy. We'll get rejuvenated. And, I mean, you got Gunsmoke, right?
Yeah. I think it's just, Joey, you know, you cannot, anybody that gets on TV now, any of this media, so you can't believe a word they say.
That's the truth.
I mean, Alfredo up there, he's up there bashing, you know, the protesters, and then they show a clip of him this past summer saying, well, who said that protesting had to be polite? What?
Right. Oh, the hypocrisy is rank all over the place. It really is. And we've been calling out hypocrisies and lies, I think, as a nation collectively for, you know, decades, and it's really gotten us
nowhere.
I was about to say, we're almost over the finish line, over the borderline, Eddie.
Yeah, and is Jack not going to be in the day?
No, he's going to be on after 10.
He's going to roll in.
His helper showed up early today, so he's... He's getting all clean.
Yeah, I don't think Trump should run again either. I just don't.
Well, right now we
got to look
that.
At he.
But as Americans,
he's going to be close to 80 years old, and then you know it's just.
Well, as Americans, we have short memories. So today we're upset.
Yeah.
2 years from now, we might be in such a bad spot. We'll be begging for him to run.
Yeah. Well, in about a year, when Biden takes his retirement. Or maybe less than a year.
Yeah.
Anybody that thinks Biden's going to serve 4 years is fooling themselves. He ain't going to make it, believe me. But
I agree with that. I think the 25th Amendment is not for Trump, but for Biden. And maybe not in weeks, but let's say, you know, 12 months, 16 months, you know, maybe a year or two.
Yeah, as soon as that Alzheimer's kicks in, supposedly, you know, they'll move him right along.
Well, Jim, I appreciate it. And you get refreshed this weekend, and call me back.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna watch a little basketball, then I'm gonna get ready for Monday when the Buckeyes beat Alabama.
Oh, absolutely. I hear you.
Well, I have to stir things up there. Okay, y'all have a good one.
You too. 272-9228. Let's go to Randall.
What's happening, folks?
What's up, man?
Man, not too much, except for this Elon Musk thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's killing me that, before I even get into it, what's your views on Richard Branson? Why not let him be the first one?
What do you mean, let?
I mean, because Elon Musk, if you think that he can send all these, he started sending these satellites up, so go and get it back. This ain't the start. He started it back, you know, 2 years ago. The first 60 was set up in May of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And then, before that, Richard was planning on sending people up there on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
So you got both these two battling. Well, then they make out like Elon Musk started Tesla Motors. He's been sending there to tear it down because he can send a rocket to space, but he can't keep a window from breaking. Come on now. That was a setup. He's there to destroy Tesla. He didn't start Tesla Motors. Mark and Martin did. And them boys went through hell to get the paperwork done where they could put Tesla's name on that. And Elon is going along, right along with, when I say let, they are letting him
So you think Elon's a fraud?
They let him do the dirty work for the government, putting all the satellites up. Okay. You know, he is spending tons of money doing it. Our skyline.
Now, can't we have anything great? Can't we have anything that is like a matter of achievement and brilliance, a matter of talent?
Yeah, but I'm asking why pick him over Brunson? Why do you say he ought to be the one that?
Who's doing the picking?
I know, but you said if anybody
who's doing the picking? Who's doing the letting, the allowing?
The government, the same ones that allow the ones coming and take them pictures that they broke in the Capitol when they visited. Same group of people. Okay. I mean, you know that didn't happen. Everybody sees what's going on. Everybody sees the election. Everybody starts saying cheap. Somebody's letting a lot happen. But it's what's happening here, we don't quite, understand, as that little song said. I just wonder what you thought about Richard.
No, I don't buy what you're selling, brother. I don't see it.
So. No, I ain't trying. I'm asking you why not Richard Branson over Elon Musk? I'm asking you personally because you said that you'd rather be Elon than anybody else. So why him instead of Richard?
I take Elon Musk a little bit more serious. Now, I really like Richard Branson. I think he's a great guy, more of a playboy kind of thing. But I
think Elon is more interested in the science and technology and accomplishing different things as opposed to, and it's nothing wrong with being a capitalist and caring about the bottom line, but I think Elon's in it for doing things as opposed to others who get their start. They're trying to start a great business, and God love you for doing that. But there's a difference, say, Jeff Bezos who starts a book company opposed to Elon Musk who has this mind that wants to wander into all sorts of different aspects of society and try to solve the problem. And the guy is pretty remarkable as far as CEOs go. Most CEOs kind of, especially big companies, float above it.
Yeah.
He actually is conversant in a lot of the science and the math and the technicalities behind accomplishing a lot of these things.
He kind of merges his stuff into his work.
He does.
More or less.
He's truly a genius.
Well, just like...
And that, I think we throw that word around a lot, and he's actually somebody who deserves it. And I just... Not picking on you too much, Randall. It's something yesterday I saw that I'm just, I really like Elon. I'm sure he's a man with flaws like anybody else, but I will give all sorts of great men a pass for their flaws when they do great things.
Well,
that's why I asked for
about the money.
Sure.
You know, he's like, I'm the richest man, but I'm getting back to work. Thanks for you.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the call, Randall. I got a bunch of folks coming in. So, thank you.
Later, Randall.
272-9228. Let's go to Zach. Hey, Zach.
Hey, I just wanted to clear up a couple of callers and Facebook and a lot of Trump supporters, which I am one, talking about how it could be Antifa and there's no way Trump supporters stormed it. Richie McGinnis and George Ventura, they're both journalists for the Daily Caller.
Yeah.
They were in Washington. There's a Tim Pool did a great interview with him last night.
I watched that live myself, sir.
Yeah, very, very good. I just wanted to clear up a lot of these. You know, I know it's hard to, after a year of watching protests and all that kind of stuff and condemning it, to see your own party do it. But what I gathered from that, from these guys that were there, was a lot of these people they interviewed walking around asking, why are you here? Why are you doing this? Didn't even have to do anything with the vote count. There was a big group of Trump supporters that came from California.
Hmm.
That were business owners that have had their businesses shut down, that then, you know, dumped their personal life savings into doing outdoor dining that then just got shut down. So a lot of these were business owners that came mad wanting to confront that issue.
Yeah, you
know, these are just people that were backed against the wall. But I just wanted to clear that up because I know there's a lot of, you know.
I appreciate the reminder real quick, too, to tell the audience, if you're tired of cable news, if you can pull up YouTube, it's easy enough to put it on your TV. Tim Pool's Timcast pretty much every night at 7 our time is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's very loose, long form.
Yeah. It's been my news outlet for a little over a year now, and it's just nice because you get the truth from both sides. You know, he's quick to condemn either side. He just, it's the truth, it's what actually happened.
And there's some nuance and texture to it. It's a conversation and people can kind of correct each other if they, you know, they can think things through and talk it out. You know, Zach, your call almost was the best call ever, though, because I thought, and I'm just hoping for this, like, it wasn't Antifa, it was Trump supporters, because I'm a Trump supporter, and I was there, baby. I was there.
Right.
I was the guy with the speaker's podium. No, but no, you were probably here in Montgomery, you know, living your life.
Yes, I am.
There you go. Good man.
Appreciate it, Zach.
Yeah, enjoying the show. Thanks.
Thanks, Zach.
272-9228. What's up, Eddie?
I was just thinking of that refacing thing. I'm going to put you on the guy stealing.
Don't you dare. Yeah, I am. You better not. Don't you dare. I don't need that type of heat, Eddie Bader.
Oh, yeah. You'll be walking out with Nancy's podium.
You're jumping over the borderline, good sir, with threats like that. Second hour of news and views from 9 to noon coming up. Jack Campbell should be joining us. The open question, should Donald Trump run for president again in 2024? 272-9228 if you want to get in.